नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय त्रिपिष्टपम् पिष्टपम् किं गणयत्य वेद्या मन्त्राभृगूनाम् अनुशिक्षतार्था न विप्रगोविन्दगवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त्य भद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिपिष्टपम् किम् Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, his disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of the Brahmins, cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. Om Agyanantimidandasya. Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, his disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of the Brahmins, the cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, entitled Indra Offends Brihaspati, Sloka number 24. Many crucial lessons are to be learned in this particular narration of Sri Shukadev Goswami. One of which is that Vaishnava etiquette, it is not just a detail in Krishna consciousness culture. It is crucial, essential, and our spiritual lives depend on it. Oftentimes, devotees have a tendency to make wrong priorities. What are essential appear to be details that could either be accepted or rejected according to our convenience. And sometimes what is details is imagined to be something essential. We know that our sadhana, our bhajan, is crucial to our progress. Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains five principles of the 64 principles that are most essential for spiritual progress. To associate with Vaishnavas, to chant the holy names of the Lord, to study Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship the deity, the Archamurti, and to live in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri. And also worshiping Tulsi is sometimes within that category. So to chant the holy names is essential. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, it is the most powerful means of deliverance. But if we do not follow proper Vaishnava etiquette, our chanting will have minimal effect. Lord Chaitanya said, simply chant the holy names and do not offend others, and Krishna will be there to save you. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is not different than his name. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Saravashaktis, all of his powers are within his name. But then the Lord said, if a devotee is chanting the holy names but offends Vaishnavas, Krishna is so displeased that Krishna through his name may destroy you out of mercy. Krishna's name is Krishna. He is a person. It is not something mechanical. We chant, but we must chant in a way that pleases the holy name. The seventh offense to the holy name is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. If we think, let me chant, and then I can do anything sinful, and then I will rectify it by chanting again. If that is our mentality, you are offending God in his name. And the first of all offenses is to blaspheme devotees of the Lord. Why are these offenses? It is not just something mechanical. It must be understood in a very personalized way. These are offenses because they displease Krishna substantially. Thus, Lord Chaitanya taught how we should chant the holy name. Trinada pisunichena taror iba sahishnana hamanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way we could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Srimad Bhagavatam Shushushroshudadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirthana Sevana. Just by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we may not develop a taste within the heart. There are many scholars of the Bhagavad Purana who intellectually saturate themselves, but the message does not transform their heart. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam explains, to get a taste for the Bhagavatam, you must observe proper etiquette. You must serve great souls. That service must come from the heart, with humility, with a desire to please, with care not to offend. Then Krishna is pleased with our disposition. And as we hear Srimad Bhagavatam or speak Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna manifests himself within our hearts. And the worship of the deity. Without proper etiquette, we will not get the proper result. We may even get an opposite result. If we offend the deity, we will not make progress. The deity is Radharani and Krishna. They are there, standing before us. In order to do proper puja seva, we must understand what they want and what they don't want, personally. This is a universal principle. In the Christian religion, Jesus Christ said, if you're coming to bring an offering to the altar, but you have some offensive dispute with someone else, leave your offering, go back, resolve that dispute, and then come and offer to the deity. And Kanishta Adhikari, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is the lowest platform, one who worships the deity, but does not offer honor, respect, and service to the devotees. That is devotional service, but it is on a lower platform. Because Krishna says, Mat bhakta puja pyadika, worship of my devotee is what pleases me the most. If we offend the devotees, the Vaishnavas, then do you think Krishna will like to see us when we come to worship him on the altar? Not at all. So worship of the deity is one of the five most important principles of bhakti, according to our Gaudiya Vaishnava system. But it is crucial, it is essential to have proper etiquette in dealings with others for the deity to be pleased. And living in the holy dham of Braj Bhumi, there are nam aparads, there are dham aparads. It is said that it is the holy man that revealed the holy dham, because you cannot see Vrindavan with material eyes. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Krishna is divine, he is transcendental, and similarly his abode. The holy dham is transcendental. It cannot be approached through our mundane senses. The holy dham is non-different than Radha Gopinath. The holy dham reveals herself according to how we please her. Vrindavaneshwari, Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. If she is pleased, she reveals Vrindavan to us. It is not a matter of buying a ticket and going there and going to shop in Loi Bazaar. Then we're only seeing the superficial external covering of the holy dham, which is also holy and will also sanctify us. But if we actually want to see as it is, to the extent and to the degree that Srimati Radharani is pleased, she will reveal the Holy Dham to us. And how do we please Sri Radha? It is not according to our imagination. We must understand from the spiritual masters, from the sadhus, from the shastras. And if we follow those principles carefully, then only will we understand what is Vrindavan. I remember in 1971, some devotees had an argument with, actually it happened a little later, some devotees had an argument with some Brijavasi merchants. By material standards, that merchant was trying to cheat the devotee. So they were bargaining, and then they started shouting, and then they started pushing. When Srila Prabhupada found out about that, he told the devotee, leave Vrindavan, go somewhere else. You cannot be here and offend the Brijavasis. Even if they try to cheat you, you cannot offend them like this. There's a certain etiquette to not be cheated and be respectful. Otherwise, it's very dangerous. So why Prabhupada said, go out of Vrindavan unless you know how to behave within. So in this way, Vaishnava etiquette is essential. And here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost scripture, the Amalam Puranam, teaching the highest understanding of the Absolute Truth, culminates in Krishna's Braj Lila, is explaining so emphatically through this example today. Indra is a devotee. He's residing in the Swarga Loka. And he has such an important service to the Lord. He is the king of the devatas. And for administrative kings to do their service properly, they need power. They're supposed to be worshipped and honored with opulences. We find every king like that. Even very humble kings. Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was happy living in the forest. But when he was given the king by Krishna, he sat on the throne with all the royal opulences of a king. But that is an earthly king. Indra's powers are beyond human conception. He is the king of the devatas. His subjects are people like Vayu and Agni and Surya. They are reporting to him. Hare Krishna, very powerful. And what magnificent wealth he has. Tremendous intellect. Physical beauty. Fame, wealth, strength, beauty, fame, knowledge. He had all of these opulences beyond human comprehension. But the sixth one, renunciation. There was some shortcoming there. Because the principle of renunciation is really based on the principle of humility. Actual renunciation doesn't simply mean giving up our wealth and our position. Akinchana gocharam. Renunciation means giving up the false sense of proprietorship. To know that everything is the property of Krishna. I am nothing. My wealth, my knowledge, my abilities, my very life, everything is the property of Krishna. If we understand this principle, there is no possibility of becoming proud. Janasya moho yamaham mameti. The very root of material bondage in these two misconceptions, I and mine. I am this body. In this case, I am the king of heaven. I am Indra. I am the lord of all I survey. And this kingdom and all of the people within the kingdom are mine. It's quite irresistible. Whether we're just sleeping in the streets of Bombay or we're the king of heaven, Maya will come to delude you with this misconceptions of I and mine. So Indra, on this particular day, is sitting in his assembly on a throne with his beautiful wife, Sachi, beside him. And all the varieties of devatas and even great sages and rishis are worshiping him. This was part of the culture, to worship the king. Gandharvas were singing from him. Apsaras were dancing from him. Brahmins were chanting Vedic mantras for him. There was a canopy as bright as the moon over his head. Servants were not just ordinary servants, but very exalted personalities were fanning him with the chamara. Everything in that assembly was focused exclusively on Indra. At that time, Brihaspati came in. Not in a entourage, but just in a very simple, unassuming way, Brihaspati just walked in. As he would walk in almost every day. It was a common thing. But Indra, due to false pride, he was so absorbed in receiving worship, so intoxicated by his position and his power and his wealth, that he did not stand up to offer respects to his guru. He did not even perform the simplest etiquette of folding his palms or offering a place to sit. He considered, it is my duty as king to accept this worship. So he carried on. Now Brihaspati is very intelligent. He has spiritual vision. He's a knower of Brahman. He understood the mentality of Indra. Due to his false pride, he is not offering honor to a Brahman, his guru, and a self-realized soul. Brihaspati knew that Indra was intoxicated by pride, and therefore he would have to be punished by God. Because Krishna says, Kaunteya prati janihi na me bhakta pranashyati. I protect my devotees. Krishna gives us so many instructions to protect us. Krishna gives us so many warnings to protect us. But if we neglect them and we continue to act inappropriately, then out of Krishna's mercy, he may have to punish us. It may begin with a little slap and then a stronger slap and a stronger slap. And if those things don't work, as difficult as it may seem and as inconceivable, he may have to cast us down to the bottom of human indecency. He may take away everything we've given our life for in our spiritual search. That may be what we need to become humble. And for Krishna, it's worth it to make us pure devotees. Out of mercy, Krishna withdrew his powers from Indra because he displeased his spiritual master. So Brihaspati did not say a word to anyone. He just left to go home. Now, because Indra's a devotee, he was very intelligent. He understood, I just made a big mistake. Everything I've accomplished in my life is on the verge of ruination because of this one offense. I must make up a... And Indra spoke to the assembly. He had that much humility that I have done something so mad. I ignored the presence of a superior personality. And he spoke to all the demigods, and he's spoken to all the world through the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not worth having these material opulences if it's going to cause our fall down. Better we don't have any opulences. Janmaishwaraya Shruti Sripir Edamana Madhapuman. Kunti Devi, she tells in this way, if we want to feelingly cry out the holy name of the Lord, we cannot be attached, nor can we be pursuing these material opulences. High birth, wealth, knowledge, beauty, because they intoxicate us with pride. Even if you are a person who is spiritually very recognized and honored, Romaharshan Sutta was such a person. He was honored by great sages and rishis. He was different than Indra in the sense that Indra was a kshatriya, demigod, who was living in royalty and puffed up by his power, fame, beauty, and strength, and wealth. Romaharshan Sutta was a Brahmin, a disciple of Vyasadeva, who thoroughly knew the Shastras, and who lived a very, very simple life. Brahmins in those days did not have material possessions. But he did the same thing. When Sri Baladev came to Naimasharanya, Romaharshan Sutta just went on speaking. That's all. Is that such an offense? He just went on speaking. He didn't think it was necessary for himself to offer respect to a superior personality. So Balaramji, out of mercy to Romaharshan Sutta and to show the whole world the importance of Vaishnava etiquette, he condemned Romaharshan Sutta. What is the use of all your knowledge of the Vedas? What is the use of your being a disciple of Vyasadeva? What is the use of your being such a great orator and such a powerful, famous Brahmin, if it makes you proud. And with a piece of grass, he ended Romaharshan's life. Vaishnava etiquette is not a detail. It is crucial. We read it again and again in the holy scriptures. And in the case of Indra, he ignored offering proper respect for two reasons. One is because of his pride. Two, because he had this sense of familiarity. Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas explain that Brihaspati would regularly come to visit Indra and the Devatas, almost on a daily basis. It is said familiarity breeds contempt. We take things for granted if they are too much available to us. And that is what Indra did. Here is a very, very important puja going on to him. And Brihaspati, he comes all the time. So he just carried on in what he considered his service. It was his service to be honored by the demigods. He just was performing his service. But then he realized, it's too late. Brihaspati did not curse Indra. He just knew that Krishna was about to teach him a good lesson, so he left. Now, Brihaspati was not angry at Indra because he offended him. Brihaspati was displeased with Indra because he knew he was creating his own ruination due to his ahankar, his ego. So he left. Now, so subtle. The demigods do not need internet. Immediately, the asuras understood Indra has offended his guru. Therefore, he's going to be in a piteous, weak condition. And because of his offense, all the demigods will lose their powers. So what did the demons do? They worshipped Shukracharya, their guru. And they got great powers. And immediately, they attacked. The devatas, their arms and their legs and their heads and their bodies were being pierced by sharp arrows and bludgeoned by hard clubs. They were helpless, defeated. All they could do is run away. They ran to Lord Brahma, begging him for help. And here we find Lord Brahma chastising them for being so ignorant. O best of the demigods, unfortunately, because of madness resulting from your material opulence, you failed to receive Brihaspati properly when he came to your assembly. Because he is aware of the Supreme Brahman and fully in control of his senses, he is the best of the Brahmins. Therefore, it is very astonishing that you have acted impudently toward him. Now, if he would have stood up and said, Brihaspati, "20 years ago, you had some problem with somebody else," that would have been more of an offense. Or Brihaspati, he didn't insult him. He didn't do anything wrong to him. He just didn't stand up to offer respect. And that only lasted for a minute or two. Then he was willing to do it. But in that minute or two, he neglected a great personality. Vaishnava etiquette is something very serious. And therefore, the Supreme Lord, as well as his devotees, teach us this principle. Amani manadena, to offer respect to others. Srila Prabhupada herein quotes that Krishna, he is full of all six opulences. Whatever Indra or anyone else has, it's only by the grace of Krishna. He's the Supreme Lord. He's Jagatpate, the Lord of the universe. And when he was in his palace in Dwarka, when Narada Muni came into the assembly, Krishna came down off of his throne to offer all respect, honor, and worship to Narada Muni. Narada Muni knows that he's the Supreme Lord. I'm only his devotee. But still, Prabhupada says, because he was a brahmachari and a Brahmin and a realized sage, Krishna wanted to show the world by his example. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, if I do not set the proper example by my standards, then the whole world would be ruined because they will not know. Similarly, Sudama Vipra, he wasn't an inter-universal celebrated sage like Narada Rishi. Sudama Vipra was just an unknown Brahmin. Just living in Purbandar, outside of Dwarka. Absolutely poverty-stricken from a material sense. Can you imagine the best thing that he could bring to Krishna was a little cloth bag of chipped rice. That's the best he could get. And yet when he came into Krishna's palace, Lord Krishna stood up, put him on his own bed, washed his feet. And Sudama Brahman, he offered that beautiful prayer. Who am I? Just a very fallen, poor-hearted Brahman. And who are you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the God of all gods, the husband of Lakshmi? And yet you are honoring me. Why? Krishna is making a very powerful statement of how crucial it is to be respectful to others. And we have Sri Ramchandra. Although he was the Lord of everything, how he respected the Brahmins, the sages, and his gurus. He would massage the feet of Vishwamitra Muni. He would not eat or sleep until he received the permission of Vishwamitra Muni when they were traveling in the forest together. Ramchandra was offering humble questions before his guru. Obviously, Ram knows more than Vishwamitra Muni. Vedaishta sarvera hameva vedyo. He is the cause of the Vedas. He's the source of the Vedas. He's the knower of the Vedas. And all the Vedas are to know him. And yet he's asking Vishwamitra Muni, tell me about what the Vedas say about the Ganga. The Ganga's coming from his feet. He knows. But he's inquiring from Vishwamitra, please explain to me the glories of the Ganga. Why? To show the world what it means to actually honor a superior personality. Superior in the sense of etiquette, of social position. And in Mithila, Lord Shankar's bow was on that altar. And all the royalty of Mithila, including Sita herself, were assembled to see if Sri Ramchandra could be the one to lift that bow and string it. Ram's heart was palpitating with anticipation to be reunited with his eternal beloved consort, Janaki. And Sita Devi, her heart was overflooding with anticipation to be reunited with her Lord, Sri Ram. But still, Lord Ramchandra first asked permission from Vishwamitra Muni and took his blessings before going to lift the bow, to show the world Vaishnava etiquette and its importance. If the Lord observes it, what is our position? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he honored his spiritual master. He was Nimai Pandit, the greatest number one top scholar in all of creation. And yet, when Ishwarapuri asked him, please edit my book, Krishna Lilamrita, Nimai Pandit said, how can I edit your words? You are a great devotee. Even if your words are wrong, they're better than being right. The Bhagavatam explains, persons who are actually highly advanced, they relish hearing the glories of the Lord, even if not composed properly, even if not pronounced properly, even if there may be some apparent flaws, they will never hesitate to hear from such persons. Because they're speaking with devotion. So Nimai Pandit said, I cannot, you are a great devotee. Whatever you say is with love for Krishna, therefore it is perfect. If there's only a fool who is ignorant will think that there could be a mistake in what you're speaking. And later on, when Lord Chaitanya took initiation from Ishwarapuri, he offered him such respect. He brought him to his house first and served him prasad and sat at his feet and heard Krishna Katha from him. And later on, he went to Gaya and fell at his feet and begged for initiation and served him in such a menial way. And not only to his guru, but to all senior personalities. Lord Chaitanya, although he is Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat, Krishna and Radha are two, but they have appeared in one form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the sentiments of the Mahabhava of Sri Radharani and with her beautiful golden complexion. He's the supreme. Yet Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the world by his example. He came as an acharya. And how he honored senior people. Keshav Kashmiri, he was a Brahmin. He was a gifted disciple of Saraswati. But he was proud. But still, Lord Chaitanya honored his position. Lord Chaitanya defeated him in such a miraculous way that he never, ever, ever in the slightest way disrespected him. And even when the students of Lord Chaitanya laughed at Keshav Kashmiri, seeing him defeated so soundly, Lord Chaitanya stopped them. Do not laugh. Honor him. Respect him. Keshav Kashmiri, later, he came to Lord Chaitanya and said, I could understand you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only because Saraswati appeared to me and chastised me and revealed your identity, but who else but the Supreme Lord could defeat such a proud person as me without disrespecting me? Hare Krishna. And how Lord Chaitanya honored all of his gurus, all of the senior Vaishnavas. He treated Paramananda Puri as his own guru. Brahmananda Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, Nityananda Prabhu. And how he honored Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu was very upset about this. He had to go to extremes of preaching Mayavad philosophy publicly, profusely. That was the extent he had to get Lord Chaitanya to give up his respectful demeanor toward him. And then it was only for a minute or two. So Lord Chaitanya, he really showed Vaishnava etiquette. And one of the most classic examples is Ramachandra Puri. He had offended his own guru. He was an envious person. Because of his offense to his spiritual master, his love in life was to criticize others. Maya is so strong. According to the particular modes of nature, people take pleasure in such amazingly variegated ways. His pleasure in life was to condemn and criticize. And he was criticizing all the devotees. And then he went on a propaganda attack against Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because he was his guru's godbrother, and he was a Brahmin, and he was a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya respected him. It's actually amazing. He said, you eat too much. So Lord Chaitanya said, cut down all my prasad. He's saying, I eat too much. Just a handful of boiled rice, that's all I need. Hare Krishna, devotees were tortured by this. But still, he showed honor and respect. Etiquette. Why? In such a graphic situation? Because it is not a detail. It is essential. One great personality from Navadvip, he said, the one thing I'm most concerned about and worried about within your ISKCON movement is I find that the devotees of ISKCON are not fearful of committing Vaishnava aparad. Because of a lack of culture and a lack of understanding of what Vaishnavism really is. We think we can say anything about anyone at any time. But the problem is, even if you're right, if you don't say it right, you're wrong. You may be literally correct about something, but fall down for saying it. And the world is a mirror of our own consciousness. Why do we see faults in others? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, only because I am filled with faults myself. If you're pure in heart, you'll see good in others. And if you do see a fault, you will speak with compassion. But we see faults in others because they're reflecting our own faults. That is the general principle. And when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, throughout it's talking about Vaishnava Aparad. Duryodhana performed Vaishnava Aparad. And what happened? Hiranyakashipu performed Vaishnava Aparad. And what happened? Of course, we are not so fortunate. If we commit Vaishnava Aparad, we just fall down and suffer in this life or the next. Hiranyakashipu, he was a special aparadi. Lord Narasimhadev gave him a special lesson. Durvas Muni performed aparad to Ambarish Maharaj. And despite being such a powerful great sage and rishi, he was helpless, running for his life. There are many stories as such. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Chapala, Gopal Chakravarti, Amoga. Why are there so many of these lessons repeatedly told to us in the scriptures? Because it's not a detail. It is crucial to our spiritual survival. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so simple. Everything is contained in that one verse. Trinadapi sunichena taror iba sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we're humble, if we're forbearing, if we offer respects to others and not expect respect from one another, then we're always safe. Even if we're very powerful, if Krishna takes away his mercy, we have no strength to resist the temptations of Maya. That is the illusion. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. We become mad when we have this desire for sense enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada said, the trouble with you devotees is you do, he was especially talking about Western devotees. But because here in Bombay you are all so grossly Westernized, anything Prabhupada said about the nice American and European boys and girls very much applies to you. Because most of the machines you're using are Western. When you go to, except for the brahmacharis, the clothes you wear is Western. You're speaking Western language. Haribo. You probably even drive Western cars. So yes, very Westernized. Prabhupada said, the problem with you Western people is you do not have enough fear of Maya. Maya is very powerful. She can devastate us and take everything away within a moment if we're inattentive. Our life can end in a moment, spiritually, materially, socially. We cannot procrastinate. We cannot think, some other time I'll get serious. Some other time I will be respectful to seniors. Some other time I will become more strict in my sadhana, in my regulative principles. Indra, he realized his mistake in a matter of minutes, and it was too late. Everything was gone. And we're thinking maybe next year, or the year after, or the year after. I'm still young, my hair is not gray yet. And for the brahmacharis, nobody knows if it's gray or not. If you let it grow some, you'll realize it's happening to me also. So this is the illusion of Maya, that we put what we need to do off for another time. But the problem is that time may never come, because by the time you expect that time will come, it may be too late. You may be in a helpless condition, an impossible condition. So we must be very careful. Lord Chaitanya said, Vaishnav etiquette is the ornament that makes a devotee beautiful before God. This is culture. And the etiquette is essentially how we treat each other and how we treat Krishna on the altar. Radha Gopinath. They're watching 24 hours a day from within and without. Yes, Lord Brahma, he is chastising. You are such fools. Due to your material opulences, you thought you were entitled. You thought you were immune from offenses. And now look, you've lost everything. And as we have spoken, Brahma is condemning material opulence. I mean, Indra was as well. It's not worth being learned if it's going to cause you to be proud and think yourself better than others. It's better to be ignorant. Not ignorant, but it's better you should be learned, but you may not be able to understand so with such opulences. It's better to be simple than to be learned and think yourself better than others. It's better to be poverty-stricken than to be rich and think yourself better than others. It's better to be emaciated, sickly, and diseased than to be healthy and strong and think yourself better than others. It's better to be ugly than to be beautiful and think you're better than others. This is what is being spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. But if you have these opulences, if you have beauty or strength or knowledge or fame, and you understand the principle of etiquette that I'm always the servant of the servant of the servant, then these opulences can be of great value in the service of the Lord. Lord Brahma, in today's verse, he is stating that because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, his disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. Brahma is really chastising him here, because the demigods think they're so great and so powerful and so important. But he's saying the demigods are not even concerned about you people. You're simply insignificant to them. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of the Brahmins, cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who always worship these three, are always strong in their position.
This is the secret of success in spiritual life. To have firm determination. Now, this word is very important. Because there are so many excuses, there are so many temptations in giving honor and faith. We have to be determined. Determined to honor, determined to develop faith in the mercy of the Brahmins, the cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The fact that he uses this word determined means there must be a very concerted effort. Determined means there are going to be many obstacles. There are going to be many alternatives. Unless you're determined, you are going to fall. Vyavashayatmakabhudhir ekeha kurudandana. Krishna says those who are on this path are resolute in purpose. They are determined. Their aim is one. They do not vacillate. So determined faith in the mercy of the Brahmins, the cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmins means superior spiritual people. Now, if we feel that we are superior, we cannot actually have faith in the mercy of others. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a striking instruction he gave us. I'm not a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra. I am not a sannyasi, a vanaprastha, a grihastha, or a brahmachari. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das Dasanu Das. I am only the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. If we develop this attitude, we will offer all respects to others. We will be safe. We must honor those who are speaking and who are living by Krishna's instruction. That is the Brahmins. And higher than a Brahmin is a Vaishnav. Even a Vaishnav who was born in a Shudra family is higher than a Brahmin in the Varnashram system. Why? Because he's surrendering his life to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Haridas Thakur was untouchable by caste. But anyone who offended him was destroyed. And it was all Brahmins that offended him. Yes? Within the Hindu civilization, it was all the Brahmins who were making aparads. And they were all falling down. Because they didn't recognize. Brahmins and Vaishnavas must be respected. We must have determined faith in their mercy. And the cows. Krishna is Gopal, Govinda. He's eternally serving the cows, giving pleasure to the cows. In fact, his own abode, Golok, Gokul, by his own choice, he named after the cows. It's also Krishna Loka. But more common said than Krishna Loka is Goloka or Gokula. He wanted to give the honor and the glory to the cows. When Srila Prabhupada established cow protection in the West, it wasn't simply on the basis of nonviolence, ahimsa. That was there. That we must teach people how to properly respect God's creature, God's children. He taught us vegetarian, no eating of meat, fish, eggs, or even onions or garlic, so that we would not commit sinful activities or degrade our consciousness. But why he so especially established cow protection in the Western world, in places like New Talavan, New Brindavan. And he speaks about it so profusely. Because it's necessary for our spiritual progress. We worship Tulsi because she's so dear to Krishna. We worship the Vaishnavas because they are so dear to Krishna. And we worship the cow because she is so dear to Krishna. Why is she dear to Krishna? For so many reasons. She's eating simple grass, which is useless to a human being, and creating the most miraculous foodstuff, milk, and so many preparations from milk. From the ghee, we can perform yajna. We can also put it on our chapatis and offer it to Krishna. In fact, in the third canto, Krishna explains, I'm more happy eating through the mouths of the Brahmins, nice food prepared in ghee. That gives pleasure to Krishna. In the West, Srila Prabhupada established that for there to be properly deity worship, we have to grow tulsi leaves and we have to have milk because Krishna likes milk and dahi, sandesh, rasgulla, gulab jamun made in ghee, yes? And burfi and pera and rabri and shrikhand. And rasmalai, Krishnananda, he likes rasmalai, I think. So many, there's hundreds, thousands of preparations we could make from milk. And why do we do? Because Krishna likes. And Krishna likes what's good for us. The cow and the bull represent the Vedic culture, not only symbolically, but practically. The bull is tilling the fields and making grains possible. Besides being the very symbol of Dharma, and the cow is giving ghee and milk and so many products to help us worship the Lord and be healthy and happy. The cow is our mother, the bull is our father. To disrespect the cow or the bull is to disrespect our own mother and father. In other words, if we're seeing the cow or bull as our mother and father, that means we are seeing them in a superior position than ourselves. This is very serious. Your mother and father is in a superior position to yourself, as far as etiquette. Now, brahmacharis may not do everything their mother and father says, but, but they perform their duties and they give honor and respect. Never dishonor or respect, disrespect your mother or father. It's sinful. You can do what you have to do, but do it with etiquette. Now, if the cow and the bull is our mother and father, that means they are we see them as in a superior position. That is how we make spiritual progress. To have determined faith in Krishna manifesting himself through the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, through the cows, and of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is in the Archamurti, who is in the Holy Name, who is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and who is in the heart of every living being. This is proper etiquette. It is very serious. And where proper exchanges of Vaishnav etiquette are shared amongst devotees, that place becomes like Vaikuntha. Not because we make it like Vaikuntha, but because we're pleasing Krishna, and Krishna and Radharani and their spiritual abode descend in that place to create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. And that is all important. It is not just something that we should like to do. It is something that we will be ruined and destroyed if we don't do. Hare Krishna. And that is what we read today in the 7th chapter of the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Goswamiji, would you like to speak something?
Yo Brahma Rudra Shukunarada Bhisma Mukhyai Ralakhito Na Sahasa Purusasya Tasya Sadyo Vashi Karana Churna Manant Shaktim Tam Radhika Charana Renu Manusmarami. Maharaj ne, ab bhai dekho, हम अपनी अपने हृदय की बात कह रहे हैं. आप लोगों के सामने लोकाचार की दृष्टि से हम महाराज संबोधन कर रहे हैं, लेकिन महाराज जो है हमारे हृदय से प्रिय हैं, ये समझ लेना. तो एक हो गए लौकिक दृष्टि, एक हो गए वास्तविक. तो वास्तविक रूप से तो महाराज हमारे बिल्कुल अंग संगी हैं, और संसारी दृष्टि से महाराज आप श्री 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 गोपीनाथ जी महाराज के प्रधान पीठाधिपति हैं, ये सब डेजिग्नेशन हैं. लेकिन हम महाराज की जो एक प्रीति है उसके वशीभूत बोल रहे हैं. देखिए, आपके सामने महाराज ने दो तीन चार बात कही बड़े संक्षेप में. एक तो ये कही कि तृणादपि तुच्छ, कि अपनी स्टेटस ऐसी बनाओ सत्य में रियल इस्टेट जो है तिनका से भी तुच्छ. जैसे तिनका की क्या स्थिति होती है, तिनका हो गए या कि तो अभी एक स्थिति दिख रहा है, इससे भी छोटे, जितने छोटे बनोगे उतनी ऊंची चीज प्राप्त कर लोगे. जो लक्ष्य है ना आपका प्रभु प्राप्ति का, वो प्राप्त कर जाओगे. और ये इसका निर्णय आप स्वयं में करोगे, कोई दूसरा आदमी नहीं करेगा कि हमने कितना ऊपरी रूप बदलने में, भीतर से बदलना पड़ेगा, भीतर से समझना पड़ेगा कि अपनी जो है बुद्धि खत्म करनी पड़ेगी, अपनी जितनी भी जो है अहंकार वाली बात है वो सब खत्म करनी पड़ेगी. जैसे आप मंदिर में घुसे तो घुसते जूता वहाँ उतारी आए, ऐसे ही जो है अपनी खोपड़िया की जो बुद्धि है ना उसको भी खत्म कर दो कि हम कौन हैं, क्या है तिनका से सत्य में. देखो, जितनी देर ठाकुर जी से बात करो उतनी देर तो कम से कम जाए फॉर्मूला अप्लाई करो. जाओ अपने यहाँ से बाहर, जूता पहनो, अपने निकलो, अपने संसार संभालो. समझे ना, दो वस्तु हैं आपके पास में प्रधान रूप से, एक मन और एक बुद्धि. बुद्धि तो अप्लाई करो संसार में, और मन अप्लाई करो ठाकुर जी में, गुरु में. अब गुरु जी ने आपको नवधा भक्ति बताई थी भागवत जी में, नौ तरह की भक्ति है न, प्रथम श्रद्धा, ये सब भक्तियों के नाम है न, कौन कौन सी है, हाँ ये नवधा भक्ति है न, तो सबसे पहले भगवान की कथा सुनो, ये सब डिटेल नहीं कहने, आप लोग सब बड़े पढ़े लिखे योग्य आदमी हो, इसलिए हम बहुत ही अपनी थोड़ी सी बात दो मिनट में कह देना चाहें। तो ये नवधा भक्ति जो है, नवधा भक्ति को सबसे पहले एक एक चीज़ को पकड़ लो, इनमें ये सब आपको मिल जाएगा। और दूसरी बात महाराज ने बताई बृहस्पति जी की, देवासुर संग्राम की, ये देवासुर संग्राम भागवत जी में तो वर्णन है आपको समझाने के लिए, एक सत्य उदाहरण है, लेकिन देवासुर संग्राम आप में नित्य हो रहा है, आप में नित्य हो रहा है, मुझ में नित्य हो रहा है, और ये वेद भगवान में इसका बड़ा जोर का वर्णन है, इसके निवास स्थान भी लिखे हैं, कटी से ऊपर के स्थान में देवताओं का निवास है और कटी से नीचे राक्षसों का, इनकी संख्या भी है, वेद तो एक साइंस है बिल्कुल गणित, तो उसमें क्या है कि करीब 62 बताए हैं असुर और 30 बताए हैं सुर, तो इन सुर और असुरों में तलवारें दिन रात चलती रहती हैं, दिन रात चलती रहती हैं। जब हम आसुरी वृत्ति के काम करते हैं तो असुरों को ताकत मिलती है, हम बुरे काम करेंगे तो हमारे जो है ना असुर वो ताकतवर हो जाते हैं, जब हम सात्विक की वृत्ति के काम करेंगे, गुरु के प्रति निष्ठा करेंगे, वो अपने जो नवधा भक्ति के जो है ना सूत्र उनको अपने ऊपर लगाएंगे तो देवताओं को ताकत मिलती है, तो राक्षस पिचक जाते आएंगे, समझ गए ना। तो इसलिए ये देवासुर संग्राम जो है अहरनेस आप में हम में सब जीव में चल रहे हैं, क्योंकि और बुद्धि से सोचोगे ना संपूर्ण ब्रह्मांड के एक अणु हो आप में वो सब चीज हैं, जितने रंग जितने जो चीज देख रहे हो ना वो सब आप में भरी पड़ी है, पर है थोड़ी थोड़ी संख्या में। तीसरी बात बताई महाराज ने और कौन सी कही, हम तो बड़े ध्यान से सुन रहे, बड़ा आनंद आ रहा था महाराज की भाषा से, और ये सुन रहे तीन चार बात बताई और क्या बताई, गायों का, गाय तो है ही, गाय में 36 कोटि के देवता रहते हैं, एक एक रोम रोम जो है गाय का, 36 कोटि मतलब काइंड, 36 करोड़ नहीं, जनरली लोग जो है 36 करोड़ कर देते होंगे, 36 प्रकार के जो देवता मात्र हैं ना उन सब का वास है गाय में, तो गाय तो हमारी जो है भगवान ने सबसे ज़्यादा गाय को अपने प्यार किया है सबसे ज़्यादा, तो भगवान से ज़्यादा कौन होगा तुम्हें उदाहरण देने वाला, जो भगवान जिसको प्यार कर रहे होंगे, तो बाखो झूठ मूठ को अनुकरण करो, एक रोटी खवाओ, हाथ ही फेरो, गौशाला देख ही आओ, कहीं गोबर बड़ो हो उठाए कर रख दो, ये तो प्रभु तो देखिए इतनी सी बात से प्रसन्न हो में, ये नहीं कि आप टोकरा भर के सब सफाई कर रहे हो, ये भाव का खेल है, भावो सवेन भस्ताम रसकाम धेनु, देखिए आपके वृंदावन गार्डन यहाँ भी बम्बई में भी है और यहीं, तो ये भाव, ये जो भक्ति का खेल जो है ना, ये भाव प्रधानता कब आती है, जब आप नवधा भक्ति कर लोगे, नौ भक्ति कर लोगे तो दिव्य भाव उदय होंगे, आंखों के सामने वो सब वस्तु दिखेगी, और जो करोगे तो वो दिखेगी। और चौथी बात कौन सी बताई, और भी तो बताई, हाँ वृंदावनवास, कि वृंदावनवास के लिए लोग जाते हैं टिकट कटाई और चले गए वृंदावन माँ होटल में ठहरे और 10-10 हज़ार रुपया दान पुण्य कर आए, ठीक है अच्छा काम किया, वो मात्र एक श्रम में काउंट किया जाएगा, आपने किया उसकी आपको पगार मिलेगी, तनख्वाह मिले ना, क्योंकि अच्छा काम किया, वो अकारत तो नहीं जाएगा, ये मत समझना कि अकारत जाएगा, वो एक किया उसका आपको उतना मिल गया, लेकिन सबसे पहले आपको समझना पड़ेगा कहाँ ये वृंदावन, ये वृंदावन है क्या चक्कर, जो आदमी रोते हुए यहाँ में हंसने लग जाएं, हवा मात्र से वृंदावन के नाम से जो है हंसने लग जाते हैं, ये कुछ ना कुछ तो जादू है, वृंदावन में इतने गुण भरे पड़े हैं, इतने गुण भरे पड़े हैं कि उनको अहंकार की बात होगी यदि कह दें, उनको नहीं जानते हैं लोग, केवल एक मंदिरों की नगरी समझते हैं कि यहाँ झाग माँ झाग माँ झाग माँ झाग, और अपने जो है रुपया पैसा चढ़ाई अपने कर कराए के दिवट्टा पहना माला पहनी प्रसाद लिया बस उतने तक समझते हैं। लेकिन वास्तविक वृंदावन के गुणों को यदि जान जाए तो फिर क्या कहने हैं, ये तो न जानने पे है इतना आनंद। और जान जाओगे तब वृंदावन तो एक चलायमान है, जैसे हम माथा मटका रहे हैं ना ऐसे वृंदावन हाथ पांव चलाता है। जहाँ प्रभु की इच्छा जैसी होती है कि राधा कृष्ण का विहार करने का मन, क्या यमुना किनारे पे जूही की कुंज में या कमल के सरोवर में स्नान करना या कमल यमुना किनारे पे हमको ऐसी बालू में घूमना है, तो वृंदावन उसी तरह के बना देता है। जैसे महाराज की इच्छा हुई कि यहाँ पे प्रवचन करना है, तुरंत सब चेला चपाठे लग के सामने आसन लगाया और सामने ये कर दिया, किया कि नहीं, इसी चीज को दिव्यता में ले जाओ। तो वृंदावन क्या करे कि जहाँ प्रभु की इच्छा हो उनकी मन की जान जावे बिना कहे, जैसा रुख होगा ना प्रिया प्रीतम का उसी तरह का वृंदावन बन जाएगा कि हाँ ये तो और समझो अपनी औकात समझो, हम है क्या नहीं इसके अधिकारी, और अधिकारी कैसे हो मैं, अधिकारी ऐसे ही होगा कि श्रवण मनन निधि ध्यासन पाठ सेवन, जब ये सब कोर्स ईमानदारी से नवधा भक्ति कर लोगे तब जाके वहाँ के अधिकारी हो गए। भाई हम बात तो बहुत हैं, बस आप जय राधा वल्लभ लाल की जय। हमारे मित्र श्री राधानाथ जी महाराज खूब प्रसन्न रहे, हम तो इनकी प्रसन्नता को चाहने के लिए आए हैं वृंदावन से, सच्ची बताएं हमें नहीं छोड़ने का मन करे वृंदावन। तो आपके भक्त ऐसे प्रेमी हैं कि उनने हमको कोचा और मन में भी बहुत दिनों से मिलने की और तबीयत भी खराब हो गई, तो मन में ये लग रही कि भाई मिलते हो हमें मिलते आए हैं, उस कारण से महाराज के दर्शन और सान्निधि के कारण कि थोड़ी देर बैठेंगे देखेंगे भाई, क्योंकि हम भी अपने स्वार्थ से आए हैं, यही है हमारा स्वार्थ सबसे बड़ा, यही हमारा भोजन है, क्योंकि हम प्रेम के भगत हैं, ये हमारे बड़े। अब इनके क्या गुण करें तो आप प्रत्यक्ष देख रहे होंगे, इतनी सौम्य मूर्ति, इतना हमेशा खिलो भयो कमल सा दिखे गुलाब का फूल, हमेशा जब देखो जाओ एक 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 भोलापन देखिए, एक सहज कोई आर्टिफिशियलिटी नहीं, समझे ना, बिल्कुल सहज वृत्ति। ये हम आपसे हम प्रशंसा नहीं करते, हम तो सबन की निंदा करने वाले आदमी हैं, अच्छे अच्छे की धुर उतार दे मैं हाँ। लेकिन अब ये क्या कारण है ये हम कह नहीं सकते होंगे, हमारे भी ठाकुर जी कृपा से संप्रदाय अलग है, महाराज की संप्रदाय अलग है, लेकिन ये संप्रदाय संप्रदायों का प्रेम जहाँ होता है ना माँ सब नियम टूट जाते हैं। संसार में तुम देखते हो गए लड़का लड़की उनका प्रेम हो दीवार फांद के कूद के बढ़ जाए और ये दिव्य प्रेम हो गए तो हम देखिए हमारे यहाँ लोगों की भी नाक बहुत सुकल रही, अरे माँ जाएंगे संप्रदाय चार रहे हैं। भाई देखिए हम जरा अपनी आपको अपनी औकात बता देते हैं, ये राधा वल्लभ जी का मंदिर सबसे प्राचीन मंदिर है वृंदावन में, तो वो गृहस्थ आचार्य हुए थे हितरवज महाप्रभु, उन्होंने स्थापित किया, उन्होंने एक व्यवस्था बनाई कि मेरे वंश में मेरा बड़ा लड़का ही जो है वो मेरी गद्दी का सक्सेसर होगा। तो उसमें हम 17वीं पीढ़ी में कोई पुण्य किए पूर्व जन्म के, इस जन्म के तो पुण्य से ये इतना बड़ा लाभ नहीं मिल सकता है, पूर्व जन्मों के बड़ों के आशीर्वाद ऐसे महापुरुषों का सत्संग तो वो हमको फला, हमने उस जगह जन्म लिया। तो लोगों की नाक बहुत सुकल रही है, आज भी हम जाएंगे ना तो हम पे उंगली उठाएंगे, अरे तुम माँ गए तुम्हें नहीं जाना चाहिए, माँ ऐसे बैठे, हमें कोई की परवाह नहीं है, समझे ना, हम उसकी परवाह नहीं करते हैं, हमारी प्रीति है। और सब लोग जानते हैं कि ये किस तरह के हैं, क्योंकि मैंने बताया ना प्रेम में नेम नहीं होता है किसी प्रकार का, यदि सच्चा प्रेम है तो सब नियम सब बैरियर जो है टूट जाएंगे। जैसे नदी आवे बरसात के दिन में कितनी इखलाती हुई आवे अपने समुद्र से मिलती है, कितने कितने बांध लगाते हैं तो अभी सबको तोड़ती फांदती जो है समुद्र में आके मिल जाए। तो प्रेम में किसी प्रकार का कोई नियम नहीं है, तो हम तो यही चाहें कि महाराज खूब अपने ऐसे आप लोगों को खूब कृपा बरसाते रहें, खूब कृपा बरसाएं और हम आंखों से देखें, छुपाए के देखें, तो हमें सुख मिलेगा। जय राधा वल्लभ लाल की, जय गोपीनाथ जी महाराज की, राधा गोपीनाथ जी महाराज की जय, राधा वल्लभ लाल की जय।
स्वामी जी की
जय,
श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय,
गो प्रेमानंदी।
मन में तो बहुत सी बात
आ रही है, माइंड देयर मेनी मोर थिंग्स आई वांट टू स्पीक।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।